some bad news.
Oh, my bad, man. My bad, man. Welcome to episode 54 of Mid Carters and Motherfucking Catering Podcast. Brr, 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 brr. All that shit, man. Whatever, dog. This your man, Zan P, man. We in the building. I got Gabby right here with me. What's going on?
What up, though?
Mid Vicious. And then we got the symbiote version of AJ. My nigga, Big the Murph youth. Winston in the building.
The
Union shit, man.
It's about to get dark.
Oh, man.
Zero dark 30.
This is a Turner Trooper special, man. We in this bitch, so
yeah,
man. So we gonna behave, bro. We gonna behave, man. So
this is like the Wu Tang. This is like the cover of Iron Man. I'm Capadonna.
Shut the fuck up.
I can't stall. It's gonna be dance off strong.
already, man. So yes, before sir. We get started, man, let's check with everybody. Mentals, man. How's everybody week been? All that shit.
Yo, I'm good. Just ready for next week, man.
Yes,
I need a break. I need some food.
You cooking? What's going on?
Yeah. So full disclosure, y'all, I'm not cooking my house. I cook once a week. That is all, Jesus. Brian. I do not cook.
Hey man, shout out to him. Man. Hey man,
I own my weaknesses, and cooking is one of my weaknesses, and I own that. And like,
okay, so what can you? Okay, so what can you cook exactly?
I just don't like.
What's your go to?
My lazy girl, like
nah. What's your go to throwdown?
I don't know. I don't throw down. That's the thing.
All right, man. Well, I mean,
I can make you some tacos. You want a good taco? I got you. Like, we can fry these shells up and get it popping. But like,
oh, so you fry the shells?
You gotta fry the shells. Okay. Gotta fry the shells.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just used to baking them bitches. But you know what, man? Shout out to Brian for cooking in the household, man.
Black man.
Black man. YouTube clip though.
Man, look, I need a soundboard, man. Hey, Winston, if you know about a soundboard for a Mac, man, please let me know.
Okay, for a Mac, man, because I'm an Android PC guy. So.
Yeah, you look like it too, bro. You look like it too. But yeah, man, what's going on with you, my nigga? What's the word, man?
Oh man, my karma is beautiful, and God is a rock always.
Absolutely.
And you know, I'm just feeling good. A historic episode of Show Your Work just went down recently.
Oh boy, man. I already know, man. The shenanigans of Sean Puffy Combs.
We got him now.
That's gonna be a wild one for us too.
And other than that, I'm ready to wear pants without a belt on Thursday and Friday, because that Friday food be hitting. That leftover mac and cheese, ooh,
man.
And also, hopefully, if I don't work too late on Wednesday, I'm gonna see if I can get somebody at Walmart to throw that PlayStation box in my trunk when I pull up. If not, I have to wait till Friday to do the no, I'm talking about legal purchases.
okay.
Okay.
Nah, because you know, like I've never done the drop off thing where they bring it to your car.
Oh, I do that at Target all the time.
I know. So hopefully they're gonna do that with the I might have to have that thing on my lap when they come out here in case somebody will try to pull up on me.
I mean, at this point I feel like we all have them, so like ain't nobody checking for you.
True. I hope
I mean, I
so.
Love you, but like,
no. Please pray for me like I pray for you, Gabby.
All day, every day.
Oh, shit.
Up for your boy.
Yes, well, you know. Other than that, life is life, man. Shout out to AJ, my brother.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my nigga, man. For sure, man.
For your work, family, Union family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hanging with the crew, Critically Unfocused family, Big 60. Shout out to Cell.
Mm-hmm. There he is, getting them all
what
out there,
you,
man.
You good, Ant?
I'm good, man. We dropped the episode we did with Desi Alexander. We dropped that for MP.
Banger.
Yeah, I appreciate that, dog.
Baltimore. Come kick it with us.
Hip hop chicken.
Box and a half and half.
Hip hop chicken be hitting. Shout out to Epsom County. Shout out to Towson.
Look at this nigga, man.
If you know, you know. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
So. But it's cool. You're going to come and get with us soon. And I got
I'm going to make it happen, man. What's up, man?
If you come to Philly, nah, yo. Like, I might come because I'm close enough to drive if I feel
Philly's
like
only 2.5.
Yeah, nah, yo. We might have to just.
We might have to do a link up. We might have to figure out how to make a link up.
Hey, look. If everything goes according to plan, what I'm working on right now, yeah, I'll be out there.
Cause I'm a road warrior. I'll be like, "Gab, we outside."
Stupid dog. So yeah, I dropped that shit. We dropped that shit and everything. I almost went to jail today because these niggas lost the keys to my car when I'm trying to get after they went to go fix on my car and shit, man. So you know, I done turned into I turned the 0350 cent. You feel like the do-rag just grew on my head with a fitted cap, nigga. And I got a bulletproof vest on. I'm over there yelling at niggas and shit, pointing all like this, man. It was definitely a what up gangster video shooting that bitch. But you know, they took care of me, man. So I'm good. I'll pick my shit up tomorrow, man. So yeah, there it is. Let's get into this news, man. I think it's about time, man. You know, I don't have the shit. I'm pretty sure AJ gonna splice it in there. I'm afraid I got some bad news. And, hey, okay, here we go.
People got bad news this week, too.
Yeah. So I don't know where we want to start off first. I guess we can start off with this announcement of Tony Khan saying he's going to be signing someone on Full Gear tomorrow. We already know what it is, man. Yeah. We already know who it is but we're just gonna take some guesses right here. I mean, like, first off, is anybody even excited for this?
No. So here's the thing about it too, right? Like, why would you announce that, especially if like your loyal fan base is gonna watch pay-per-view anyway? Like, no one's gonna watch it, gonna spend the extra $50 to see who it is. Like, if I'm paying for it. Like me, I pay for them. It is what it is. I enjoy wrestling. I pay $50. Yeah. I'm not going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to sway me to do it. Then also, I feel like if it's truly a big name, I want more than a fucking announcement on a you know what I mean? Like, you gotta give me more, especially what WWE did to Jade. Like, come on. Like, and this is all you're giving me? So it tells right there, it's not a major person or a big name. It ain't Will Ospreay. I doubt it. His contract's not even up.
Man, some other shit have been coming out about that, man.
And I mean, I read, for what it's worth, that they're allowing him to explore options. But exploring an option is not the same thing as signing. Like, I don't know. We'll see. I'll eat my words if it is Will Ospreay. I will gladly come back next week and I will eat my words, but I don't think it's going to be somebody like fucking Ronda Rousey. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
I don't even think it's her, to be honest with you. I don't even think it's her. I don't know, man. Somebody said, shout out to Corey. He said Sami Callihan. I would die laughing if it was Sami Callihan, dog.
It's going to be somebody like Kenny King. Like, I don't give a fuck about them Kenny King. Like, but also, if I lost to Tommy Dreamer, I would also leave Impact. So, like, I feel him.
Oh, man. Yeah, so. Winston, what you thinking, dog?
I think if sometimes I think wild, but I kind of, like, bring it to some sort of a reality of how a person think when it comes to these type of decisions. The Ronda Rousey thing is a realistic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then even like she go there, get a bread, and she can still do the other stuff on the side, and it's not even like, you know, like she's pretty much going to be in the Mean Girls Club, or she's going to be ruling the Mean Girls Club.
Oh, so she's going to be either, oh man.
Yeah, so either way for her, it's a win-win, and she could just do her own thing. She could be medium fish, small pond.
I think medium fish for Ronda is a stretch, but I mean, I see where you're going with that as far as style power goes. Like, I get it, her name. But, like, fans don't fuck with her like that.
So, no, that's what I'm about to say. Like, that's what I was about to say. Tony, if it is her, Tony Khan is desperate as fuck. He's real desperate. Amen.
But I will say, I will give credit when credit is due. From the clips that I saw from the show on Revolver show, she did look like she kind of got busy. She took some good bumps. Like, I give credit when credit is due. And she looked like a different Ronda Rousey that we've seen from WWE last night. Now, it could have been a fluke, could have been a one-off, could have been a lot of things, but credit when credit was due, she looked good. Maybe throw her over in Ring of Honor. Shit. Make her get some reps over there.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? But
At Rhonda point, versus Willow.
No, the fuck? I'm done. All right.
Oh, yeah, no, because she, she is a big Willow fan. She don't want to see that. No, we're not going to do it like that, man.
Nah.
The work is not a rose shit.
All right, man. Let's get this mother shit. WWE still on their world tour, their Street Fighter world tour. They just announced WWE Backlash for France in May 4th, 2024. How are we feeling about that?
I love it. Amen. Although I'm sad they're taking away some of our live pay-per-views and sending them over there. So like they need to do something to kind of balance that shit back out. Cause like people like me who travel to go to wrestling shows, like I don't know if I'm traveling to Germany for a wrestling show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm willing to go to like Philly or we can go to LA. I just went to Mania in LA. Like we can do that, but like I can't. Nah, they need to keep some of that shit at home.
I
see both sides.
I damn sure ain't doing Australia. They can kiss my ass.
All them insects and them spiders and shit. Yeah,
fuck that them goddamn kangaroos, man. You see them motherfuckers, man? Hell no, nope.
I see that one with that video where that kangaroo took that dog.
Yeah, man, trying to drown that dog, man.
Listen,
that
if you take my child hostage, kangaroo, you might win. I love you, Philip, but like, I mean,
word up, word up,
my man.
Jesus Christ,
we need TLC and Lagos. Would you go to would you go to Ghana or Nigeria for a WWE card?
She thinking for a minute too.
You?
I feel like it would kill two birds with one stone because like that's places that I want to go to, so like it makes the pot sweeter. But like I'm not going to Germany for a wrestling show.
You'd be like Nas at the end of Belly.
I'm not going to Germany. But I'm not going to Germany for a wrestling show. Like I'm straight. I could just catch Monday Night Raw.
I'm good, man. Cause I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it back home if I go to Germany over there.
And there it is, right? Like.
But it's fire though that in this
your brand I love it.
Yeah, in the era of the H and the era of Nick Khan, amen. Nick Khan gonna get it done. Nick Khan gonna get that bag and
the real Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gonna put it out there like that, the real Khan. So
Passport Bros, you ain't see shit yet. Wait until Damian Priest is in on the Autobahn. Scary sight.
Hey, look, bro. Okay, next topic, man. Because this nigga holds a bunch of shit with that one.
Scary sight.
Next one.
What else you got?
Oh my god. Damn, what was that shit at? Apparently, AEW is currently not profitable right now.
Is that news though?
What is what?
Right, like is that news?
I guess
it's kind of feel like we knew that.
But that,
to be fair, though, they are still considered a new company. So, like,
yeah,
if you're going to look at big picture, most new companies aren't profitable for the first 5 years or so. But like, I feel like they have a lot of fucking overhead with these big contracts that they're paying.
The video game ain't do shit.
Video game didn't do shit.
Yeah, ain't on Game Pass. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't even know why it's not on Game Pass. You know,
at this point, they might as well just cut their losses and fucking put it on Game Pass because, like, at least then they'll get some income from it. That game is not good. The only thing that's good about that game is that Anarchy in the Arena. That's cute. That's fun. Yeah, I enjoyed that for like a good week, and even then, I was like, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah,
but you actually bought the game.
Brian did. Yeah.
Oh Jesus, I feel so bad for him.
I mean,
but that'd be ill though to play the battle royale and the whole crew, everybody link up. Like that's like they missing opportunities. I think the main thing with AEW in business, they miss too many opportunities.
They don't capitalize on anything, correct?
No.
Yeah. So also, man. So we'll see what happens with
that. Also, that fucking game. Why the hell would I pay $10 for the fucking Hardy Boys? Like, they dropped all these, and they're like, oh, you got to pay for it, which I understand. Like, I'm all good for a microtransaction. Like, it's fine. I get it. But, like, you literally dropped the game on a Friday, and then that same day was like, by the way, you guys can pay $20 for FTR. If you had them niggas available, why the fuck did you put them in the game? Like, I'm not going to pay $10 for fucking the Hardy Boys in the game. No. Not interested. I'm not going to pay you $10 for fucking Jay Lethal. No, I'm not doing that shit. Fuck out of here.
I need real wrestlers. I need Scott Steiner. with the mullet.
Man, we not getting that.
We're moving on from this.
We're not getting that, dog.
I need Kevin Nash with the sleeveless baseball jersey.
No, we need Vinny Vegas, nigga. If you want to talk about some real shit, we need Vinny Vegas. But no,
we need Oz.
No, we don't need Oz. WWE has interest in signing Okada. Just read that. Do we think Okada
wouldn't have interest in signing with?
Yeah, but do
like,
we
you know
think
what I mean? Like water's wet?
Yeah, but do you think he will sign?
No,
to WWE. I don't see it.
What's his? I mean, not what's his deal? Like what's his deal? But I don't really pay attention to Japanese wrestling until like the end of the year, beginning of the year. So, like, is he washed up to come out here physically, like his body is health wise? Like if
he's still going strong, man.
I just think
he did everything you could do in New Japan, you know?
Yeah, because my thing is I don't want nobody to go to WWE just trying to they're gonna come on some Bradley Bill shit. They're gonna come hurt and get a check.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man.
I come ready to work.
I mean, he's gonna come ready to work, man. But I mean, me personally, I don't think he will sign over there. Mm-hmm. If anything, I don't even think he'll leave Japan, to be perfectly honest with you. You know,
or he might just free agent, man. You never know. People just want to do like work some shows, have some fun. Yeah.
I mean, did what Ibushi did. You know what I'm saying? He ran it. He went to GCW, stuff like that. So I can see that too. So I don't know, man. That's kind of interesting. And did we talk about Vince McMahon selling all his stocks and everything? Yeah, yeah. So that happened, and I guess that was kind of a slow news week, wasn't it?
It's a slow news week, which is weird because you're leading into a pay per view for AEW. So I like they didn't even have a good going home show. I guess they're doing it now. Collision's on now or whatever. But yeah, no, just a slow news week. And then also next weekend is freaking
Survivor Series going down next weekend.
Oh man, yeah, we still, you know, Punk still sending out those
yeah. So apparently you can buy Punk merchandise on WWEUK.com.
Mm. Oh well, there it is right there. So we know what's about to happen next week.
Hey man,
hey look, I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. I'm ready to him come back to this Fighters Burns. Just to bring that back.
Word up.
Just to bring that back, man. Cause we know, just say fuck it. Just have him come up to that shit, man. You know.
Yeah. And I need.
Oh no, we're getting it.
No,
we're gonna get that. He's
in my veins.
They're gonna make that announcement. They're gonna make that announcement probably on Monday or so.
Triple H right up the spoon. It's time.
And one more thing before we go. I mean, this is an obvious fucking news and all this other shit, but Kota Ibushi is now All Elite.
I assumed that he was All Elite and probably made the announcement. So okay, delayed reaction.
Yeah, delayed reaction. But you know, Tony Khan's just
trying to throw shit against the wall and see what's gonna pop.
Yeah, so
swim good.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, he's there now. Congratulations. So slow news week. You know, it is what it is. I guess we can go into this week in wrestling. You know, hot, cold, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
This week in wrestling.
I am the BEST
New Day,
because the Street Profits are up and we want the smoke.
Wrestling has more than one.
Perfect.
Not this.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm really limited right now with a lot of shit. So, but yo, okay. So this is Winston. This is your first time for this shit, man. We do.
Yeah.
Like, what we feel is hot in wrestling right now. What do we feel is trending upward, and what do we feel is absolute fucking cold, man?
I was doing research.
Yeah, you're doing research. All right, doing your little Gabby research.
Yeah. Yeah. First off, fuck everybody.
Yeah,
don't come for me,
Gabby Goldberg.
I gotta get some research.
Would you just call me? I'm leaving the studio.
Oh,
I'm
man, done. See, man, you gonna, man. Come on, goddamn, Winston. all right. So since you started shit, nigga, you gonna start this shit off first.
Yes.
What do you feel is hot in wrestling right now this week? Yeah,
hot, because it's a good amount of stuff on the rise, but in terms of what is like hot
I have a scorching hot right now that's just got shit going crazy right now.
I would say, honestly, what I'm most impressed about most, hey man, Tuesdays, man, I'm gonna be talking a lot of Tuesdays this episode. I'm gonna talk a lot of Monday and Friday, but I think this year might solidify that Deadline Iron Man. Like I'm legitimately excited on men and women's side.
Yeah,
just for the overall new event. This is like last year. It was kind of like, I don't know what's going on.
Hey, no. Last year, Action was that nigga. Action was whooping everybody. He was punching niggas in that bitch.
Yeah, it was just the rules of trying to understand what was going on.
Hey, look, but I don't give a fuck. He beat the shit out of JD McDonough in that penalty box, man.
Yeah,
he closed the door and just started whooped his ass.
Yeah, but nah, they was doing anything, and you know, and even with that, Rick Mello, Last Legend. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes peeled.
Got my Umar bag going right now.
Yay.
Got my Umar bag going right peeled. Now. Yes, man. I love they did that for last year. It's like, fuck it, it's time.
Don't oh, and also, you want to know what's hot in terms of wrestling moves? Last Legend. I don't know who taught her that alley-oop power bomb.
Oh, you, like go for a choke slam and then power bomb? Yeah, that was kind of that was hard. She was in her height and her size, man. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. And that's
I mean, she's a ball player. Checked out.
Yeah, definitely does. Definitely does. I thought she was like 5'10". I didn't know she was 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
She a big
and
girl.
And she wrestled with lifts. Really? Like if you like see her matches, but it's only like not cane lifts, but it's just like an extra inch and a half, more or less. So, you know, that gives her that intimidation factor. So, that's dope. That's hot right now.
That's what you got for hot right now?
Yeah, that's hot right now.
Gabby, I know you kind of struggled this week. So,
let's see what I say is hot this week? I mean, we have Full Gear tomorrow. Let's see what that brings us, what surprises that brings. I'm just ready for Full Gear tomorrow, honestly.
So Full Gear is hot for you right now?
For right now, yeah, actually it is. But y'all know I watch AEW for real. So.
Yeah. I was about to say, I thought you was going to mention that Swerve and that Hangman promo and all that shit. Okay, we'll save it for later. You got that look. You gave that look. Okay. Ooh. Okay. We got
turn
you.
Turn down the temperatures, he said.
The sun
is getting low.
Yeah, we're going to save it. We're going to save that one. Okay, I got you. All right, what was hot for me was, well, first off, I'm surprised nobody that said this shit. Drew McIntyre. Him joining up with Judgment Day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Might say something later.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay. So yeah, that kind of went well for me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, cool, I fuck with that. JD McDonough's jacket that he got, his Judgment Day jacket, that bitch was hard, dog.
It's Chaining Day,
man. Rockefeller Chaining Day. That bitch was hard, man. I'm like, okay,
he got his cut,
definitely. That was hard. Raw was okay this week. Yeah,
nothing really stood out for me this week. I mean, obviously we got SmackDown going on right now or whatever, but like, nothing's really.
It was okay. You know what I'm saying?
Just a week. It was a week by the books. Like nothing too hot, nothing too cold. Just okay.
You know what? Something I will say that's interesting to me. Jinder Mahal pulling up with Indy Sheer, and they pulled up on Ludwig Kaiser. So
are they going back to India soon? Why is he around? They don't bring him around when they're going to India. So like, you going back to India soon? I think you're done with that, right? Oh. They're not back there until the spring.
I mean, that might be Gunther's next challenger or something. I mean, you know.
At some point, Gunther got to take the strap off to bigger heights. But I don't think he should lose the fucking Jinder Mahal. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about do you guys notice, since we're like a year some change into the era of H, has there been a change of format, or do you feel there's a change of format?
I see a lot of stories being intertwined, you know what I'm saying, during backstage segments and shit. Like, you know, you see they interviewing somebody and you see like Drew and Rhea Ripley talking in the background or something like that.
Cody was in the background of SmackDown a few minutes ago.
Oh, straight up?
Mm-hmm.
Who was he talking to?
He was in the background. It was literally Cody like coming in the
She just saw the suit. She was
The suit and hair. You see the suit and hair, you fucking know it's Cody. Yeah. Anybody else walking on goddamn bleach blonde hair.
Looking like fucking Guile. Okay. Yeah, he's definitely Homelander. Yeah. He need to bring that shit back for WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So All right, that's interesting. But dog, one thing. I'm gonna go to Tuesdays. Baron fucking Corbin. Corbin right now is on fire down there, man.
Hey, man.
Man, let's look.
Give him the strap. Sorry, like, give him the strap.
Yeah, I mean, it's about that time. The way he
said that last week, Gabby, that was you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
NXT, they need a schoolyard bully.
And he's going to be Baron Corbin. He is the most underrated heel in WWE's history, honestly. Like, no matter what you give him, he's going to turn it out.
He's going to work with it, man.
Let that man work.
Look, the way he fucked up Dragon off. He fucked Dragon off, right? Yeah, he fucked Dragon off up quick. I'm like, damn. He got Wes Lee to fuck up out of here. Shout out to my nigga Wes Lee, but he got him to fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
And then Dragon off tried to run in there, and then he just fucked him up at the end of days and shit. Yeah, I'm like, look, I don't give a fuck. This is one thing I'm going to say about Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin has the most interesting moveset I've seen in a long time. Like, he has two finishers. Like, the motherfucking end of days, but I love the deep six.
Hey, man.
I love the deep six. The deep six is fire.
He's like a one-man chronic.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So you say he'll be the third member of Chronic? That's what you're saying, dog.
We'll have to see. Pay the three.
Oh, man.
We'll talk about that a little later too.
But
even to add to both of what you guys are saying about Barry, like even with the Chronic thing, like that certain elements you gotta have the big white boy that's doing power moves, like real power moves, and they got a mean streak, and they got a background of like ill believability.
So it's like, you know what this this character right now, man, like with Baron Corbin, it's not like the strong, it's not like, it's a different character from most of his characters, which is interesting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's weird because like it's the same, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's like, kind of. Yeah, it's the Baron Corbin that we know and we remember, but like
it's kind of leaning towards an anti-hero a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Kind of leaning towards that a little bit. Because you know, he over there getting everybody approaching him and shit. You know, Dominic approaching him, like, yeah, man, you know, like that was funny. Lexus King, you know, he approaching Baron Corbin. They all want to tap in with him. They like, man, we fuck with you, man. He like, you know, he really is the big dog down there right now. Put a title on him, man. Let him run a rough shot. And that'll be that. You know, and shit, maybe Trick Williams could take it off of him. I don't know. But there's something there with Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes.
But it's gotta play out soon because I think that Mania, Hayes is going to be at the main roster, so whatever they're doing, you can pull the trigger soon because it's already November going into December, and Mania is coming up pretty fucking quick, so like figure it out, or like maybe the Rumble something, but they need to figure it out quick.
Yeah. All
right. If they pull it too long, I'm gonna get bored with it,
like
it is compelling though.
It is, but I'm gonna get bored with it, then I'll figure it out.
And I got something to say about that. I'm gonna save it for trending because something is there, I've been noticing. So we can get into that next. Trending. What are you guys feeling is trending upward? What's going on?
I think we should continue whatever your thought was. What was your thought
on? Okay, my thought was that is really I'm gonna keep an eye on Wes Lee.
Yeah.
Something ain't right about that, man. And Lexus King is trying to take credit for something I don't think he did.
I
don't think he did that shit. And we're trying to figure out right now. Some people are saying like it wouldn't make sense to turn Wesley Hill, but the way he left and how he lost to Dragunov and all this other shit, and the way he left the company and then just come back at the same guy, something ain't right about that, man. And you know, he kind of do got a beef with Trick Williams anyway, because you know all the bullshit that they went through, all that time ago. So that's one thing that's kind of standing out to me. I like what they're doing with Chad Gable and
Alpha Academy. Just Alpha Academy as the overall unit.
I like what they're going down there. It's gonna be Chad Gable versus Noam Dar.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a pure fucking wrestling match right there.
I'm
looking forward to that one. So that's interesting as well. And then also
shout out to Otis.
Yeah, Otis too. Otis is a funny motherfucker. Lash Legend, man. She's trending upwards for me right now. I like the word. I guess they look at it like, all right, it's better time than never. We're gonna throw you to this shit.
You're gonna throw her to the wolves and see if she swims.
Yeah, see if she can swim. So you know what I'm saying?
They call it the bougie, what was the moniker? But it was like the bougie bully or something like that.
I think that's what it was. I fuck with that. So I think something is there with that. You know, Trick Williams winning his shit.
The bougie bully.
Yep. And then Trick Williams winning his match. Because who did he beat? Oh, he beat Joe Coffey. Yeah, and you kind of seen something there, like Mello holding Trick to get jumped on or some shit like that. It's just a lot of weird shit, man. I think it's gonna be a lot going on with that. And then
Trick Williams' best match is coming up. Trick Williams' best match is coming up because one thing that Carmelo gonna do, Carmelo be like, listen, I'm about to go. And I'm gonna see you soon, but right now I'm about to give you anything I got, and I got you.
So you saying stand and deliver, Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. That's what you're saying.
Soon come.
I feel that. And something on Raw that was trending. What was that? The Miz. I like what they're doing with The Miz right now. You know? And also, no, I got one better. Bronson Reed versus Ivar. Nigga, I need that. I need that horse match. I just need these big motherfuckers jumping off the top row onto each other, all type of shit. I need that shit, man.
I need a musty man match.
That's exactly what that is. So that right there, and I guess honestly and truthfully, man, where does Judgment Day shit gonna go? We taking some interesting turns there, you know. You got Priest screaming, I'm the leader. And, you know, Finn looking at him, what the fuck is you like? Nigga, the
right.
Fuck
are you talking about? He told like, you that shit.
You know, Dom, poor homie chirping is there.
Yeah, and you see Dom soft ass like, yeah, I thought we said we're not supposed to put each other in matches. We're not supposed to make matches for each other. You know, just. So all that, man, you know, and then they let, and then they letting you know, Jada McDonough in there. Priest didn't really want him in there. And then, you know, here goes Drew McIntyre. You know, Priest don't really fuck with Drew McIntyre. It's some shit in the game, man. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. Winston, what you got going on, bro?
I say overall trending, what we just seen, there's further development in this Santos story, which now that we get into,
that's a good one.
I guess as we're in the disintegration of LWO, we're gonna see where the cards lay. What else is trending on Raw overall is Jey Uso. I'm gonna say that and the Cody Rhodes situation is trending, but it's plateauing. Mm-hmm. Where we are in the dead middle of a plateau, because it's like they trying to figure out what they want to do with both of them, and plus how they gonna circumvent it, everything for it to make sense. Because my thing is whatever happens as long as it makes sense, because I think this is very important for Triple H to be able to land this plane properly whenever it's time to land that plane. This whole Cody Rhodes versus the Samoans situation. And even the, I'm about to say the prime time, but the whole Lashley, B-Fab, like that whole situation. Like, you know, we're going to see where we're going with that. We're going to see how that's going to build. Hopefully it's more formality, more uniform in their presentation. And hope just me personally, I got my eye on Montez. I'm not gonna give him everything off top. He's gonna have to continue to show me he has some type of mean streak. Cause I got Baby to Hate You before I love you.
He seemed like he could pull off being a hateable guy. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I don't know, man. Montez, man, it's hard to hate a guy who always tweets God is good.
Yeah.
But then again,
I mean,
for real, man, that man is happy. It's hard. It's hard, man. It's hard.
Yeah, but I feel like they need to push him to a new plateau, and I feel like making him, seeing if he can be a heel and being an effective heel, might make him to the next level. You know what I mean? Like, we know he's got it as a face. Like, that's not the issue. But sometimes you got to challenge yourself. Who the fuck saw MJF as a baby face?
Yeah, because
it works, right?
Yeah. So,
let's see what we got.
Yeah, because him being because everybody just want to just push people because they still think this is the VKM Vince McMahon. Like, nah, you can't just make Montez solo a thing that's gonna work. Like, honestly, the best version of Montez I've seen was Elimination Chamber in terms of that meme shit. I need to see more of that Elimination Chamber. If he could give me more of that, then we good to go.
Also, too, man, speaking of Santos, let's get back to that. Ray is out for 6 to 8 weeks, knee injury again.
Yeah, he just said he hopes he gets an infection. They have to amputate his leg.
All right, Santos. Okay, Santos.
Okay, Santos.
And that's kind of trending, too, because he just turned on Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro. Mm-hmm. So that man might be on his own or he's in another stable. Who knows? But that's interesting. But that's all you got for trending, Winston?
Yes.
All right. Gabby, what you got?
All right. So I have two things that I need to see how they play out before I can comment if it's going to be hot or cold. So for me, it's a wait and see. They're not necessarily hot, necessarily cold. They're apparently teased on SmackDown tonight. We'll see if they announce it while we're still recording, who the fourth member to help out SmackDown team. So everyone's saying that it's Becky, and Becky obviously is not on SmackDown. So I think it says a lot about the SmackDown women's roster if they have to reach over to pull somebody from Raw over to help them. Because SmackDown has a decent amount of ladies. They can make that work. So I'm kind of curious how that's going to play out. And again, I'm sure by the time this comes out, we'll know who it is. But I can't call that hot or cold yet because I think going with Becky is an easy money choice. I think now is a time where they could let someone else shine like they're doing with Shotzi. Like, give someone else a chance to come up and have a match with some hitters.
Yeah.
So I would like to see Becky. I think it'd be interesting, but also like, I don't want to see Becky. So like, I can't call it. I need to see how that's going to play out.
Roxanne Perez? Will that entice you?
So I thought about that, right? I thought about it talking to Brian about that, actually, where I was like, maybe this is going to be a time for someone for NXT to come up. But also, they made it a point to say, Charlotte, you know somebody who you can call. Charlotte was like, I don't want to call this person. It was like, you need to figure it out and call her. So, like, I don't see where Charlotte calling up Roxanne. It's probably Tiffany Stratton, if anybody, they're going to pull up. Because her and Becky, I mean, her and Charlotte have had their matches and their matches on a main event and things like that. So I think
Charlotte fought Tiffany.
Charlotte Stratton. Fought Tiffany Stratton on some dark matches and on some house shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And plus, you could bring her in as she could be under Charlotte's wing of some sort. It turns up to the main roster. They could look at her like that's a little homie,
right? So if it plays out that way, I'll be okay with it. But I just think if the easy money choice is Becky, and if they bring in Becky, obviously we're going to watch it. But I just feel like it's a missed opportunity for someone else.
Gotcha. And now what's your other one?
My second is the Swerve Strickland promo with Adam Page. I need to see how it plays out. So like, it was a great promo. Adam Page can annihilate people if he wants to. He annihilated Punk. He annihilated multiple people. But I gotta see how the shit plays out, right? Like, I think there was a miss when they had Swerve handing out twofers last week, and him in his like in his kid's crib, and like a promo of his house or whatever. That was kind of weird. And I just need to see how it's gonna play out in the ring. Like, promos are great, and promos obviously build matches, but I just and you see how this is going to play out. Ooh. And especially because apparently Paige showed up at Revolve last night and jumped Swerve. So, like, I really got to see if they handle this the right way. I think that there's an easy way to book this match. I think it's the right way to book this match. So I want to see how they're going to do it.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
So I can't.
All right. So let's get into the cold shit. I'm gonna go ahead and kick it off first, man. First and foremost, where in the fuck is Ricky Starks and Big Bill?
They apparently had a ladder match tonight.
Against who?
I don't fucking know. It doesn't fucking matter, honestly. It doesn't fucking matter. Why do they have the tag team championships?
They're not doing shit with them.
Can I just drop them?
They're not doing shit with them.
Big Bill has the chemistry of a fucking toe. Like, he just doesn't. It's the reason why he was with Enzo, and it worked when he was with Enzo. He needs a mouthpiece. I'm not saying Ricky's not a mouthpiece, but like, Bill has no personality. And then they had that situation like a few weeks ago where they jumped Ricky Starks, and Big Bill was like, I'm not touching that shit, and walked up the ring. So it was like, where did y'all continue
who
that?
Jumped
FTR after the match. It was FTR, and I wanted the Bucks, maybe? Where they jumped Ricky Starks into the match.
Confusing. That was very
And
confusing.
Then Big Bill was like, I'm just going to dance up the ring and pretend like I'm not watching this shit. Just left my man hanging. And they never revisited it. So, like, what the fuck? I agree. What the fuck is going on with that? Drop them shits and give them somebody else.
Yeah, that's weird.
Get them shits to the Guns. The Guns did a great job as heels with the championship. Get them shits back to them, please.
Yes.
FTR ain't going to go. I mean, just... It's so many options they can just do with those belts. But to make up a random tag team and give it to them niggas, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, I don't.
I agree. Cold as fuck.
Yeah, it's cold. That's cold than the motherfuckers. I don't know what's going on with that shit. This MJF shit is kind of in the middle of trending and cold too, because it's like, we obviously know what's going to end up happening. He's going to end up teaming with Samoa Joe. I'm not understanding that shit, you know? So
yeah, that's crazy.
So
that's
crazy. When eventually they gotta lose these straps, right? They're not gonna hold it for Adam Cole to come back. Also,
you sure
why
about that?
Is it? Yeah, at some point they gotta drop them, because here's the thing too: MJF has yet to actually work a Ring of Honor show.
He really hasn't worked a Ring of Honor show. He's not
he has not worked a Ring of Honor show. Why does your tag team champion not work the show? That is an issue with me, where they have these niggas with Ring of Honor belts that aren't working Ring of Honor shows. Samoa Joe didn't really work Ring of Honor when he had the TV title or whatever the fuck it's called. Like, why do they keep giving these? I understand why TK is giving his belts to people in AEW, but then it's not fair to niggas in Ring of Honor, because like, they're not working Ring of Honor shows.
It's kind of crazy because they keep Athena ass over there in Ring of Honor.
Like, and that's it. And that is one of my biggest issues with him, is that they'll put on the tag team championship and it's bullshit on like a pre-show, and they don't even invite Athena to the fucking pre-show, much less the actual show. So like, what the fuck?
So that's another real one too, because I don't, you know what I'm saying? We like, it just like, Jay White has been winning this whole fucking time, and it's like, yeah, he's not gonna win that title. So we already know the outcome of that shit is, and I guess whoever the fuck devil's gonna be, honestly, at this point, it kind of just burned this bridge, because I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that doesn't make sense. I think honestly we might be disappointed with that shit. And also another one, the fuck, Adam Copeland.
That's cold as ice, man.
Like, I don't know what's going on with that shit.
Cold as ice.
I guess they're building it up for whatever the fuck, man. Like, even Christian is cold to me right now,
man.
Like, all that shit is just like, bro, what is going on? Like, what are we doing here?
Like, how do you simultaneously have too much dip on your chip and you dragging the wagon at the same time? Like, how are you, like, at the slow about some shit, but you got a lot of things at your disposal.
Bro. And
doesn't make no sense.
And, you know, Copeland came out and said, like, the reason why he signed with AEW because he wanted to have a long-term storyline or some shit like that, and he wasn't going to get down on a reduced schedule with WWE. But it's like, okay, we're about to give you a long-term story storyline, but it's boring the shit out of us.
Man, listen, dogs, you need to just come to Asheville and stay. Go to that nice house and stay.
So that, and just not to keep piling on. I got one more for AEW because I don't want to keep piling on them. Then I got something for WWE. I ain't gonna lie, Gabby, I wasn't feeling that Swerve and Hangman promo. It was just like, okay, you know, it is what it
just,
is.
Like I said, it just, it, then, I gotta see how it plays out because they keep then, coming Swerve in these situations where it's like, Swerve should not be getting annihilated by a Hangman page.
No, not like that. And then I'm thinking, and then like when he was cutting the promos, it's like, you know, not using, you know, all the other shit. It's like, now they better try to turn Swerve face. I was like, what the fuck, man? Like what, like, it's just, they don't know what to do with these. They don't know what to do with some of these wrestlers. They don't know what to do with some of these
I told y'all, Tony Khan really be sitting in his fucking penthouse in his hotel and just be sitting there with action figures and just be sitting there like, who do I want to see?
Let's make a dream match out of this.
Yeah. It's just,
force it. You can't force chemistry. You can't force these matches out of your ass. Like, it has to have storyline. It has to have reason. Like, and then they finally get something where you have storyline, you have reason, and then it falls apart. Like, what happened to the whole him and Keith Lee thing? What happened to him and Orange Cassidy? There are so many different things that could have, like, wiggled out of that, and they just drop it and it's the next thing. It's like there's no consistency, there's no continuum of care. Yeah, it's just like
they just don't give a fuck. They're like, man, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that, and then I'm gonna go to WWE side. Solo Sikoa.
As I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, like I don't know what they're gonna do with him. Maybe we might hear something there, but he beat John Cena and it's just like, all right, cool.
Yeah. Well, And that goes with the last point with AEW. The thing is, are these people capable in terms of knowing on the spot when to turn up, how to turn it up, when to make sure that you're not getting lost in the sauce? Even with Strickland, it's like you have to, like, bro, like you have grab the wheel, homie. Grab the wheel. Like, if you want people to stop talking to you crazy, grab the wheel.
And that's my biggest thing with Swerve. Like, everybody keeps saying, like, WWE missed with Swerve. Swerve is this generational talent. I'm not seeing it right now.
Even with Solo,
like, he can
grab the wheel.
Yeah, I don't know what the Solo shit, man. Like, I right now, I anticipate more Jimmy Uso shit than Solo shit because Jimmy Uso is actually fucking funny. You know, just.
You have to have a personality, and I just Solo just doesn't have a personality. And Swerve, I said, my biggest issue with fucking Swerve is he's only black when it's convenient. He wants to be the first black champion all of a sudden. It's like, nigga, you weren't black a year ago because you wanted to be a, I don't want to have race tie me down. All of a sudden, you want to be the first black champion. Get the fuck out of here. Like, nah, nigga, you keep that shit moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit is all wild.
Right. So I took up a lot of time, man. Winston, what you got, bro?
Monday Night Raw. Drew McIntyre and Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, she's cold to me too. Rhea's pretty cold for me right now. But go ahead, bro.
Because I think the main theme of this show this evening, this morning, on this Monday morning, when people listen on their commute, are they capable? Is Rhea Ripley capable on her own to manage not being spread too thin kayfabe wise in terms of just not feeling like her head is just spinning on the swivel. Her head is not even on the swivel. It's just spinning on the swivel at this point. She, like, to me, it feels like she's still hanging on to that Charlotte WrestleMania match. Cause there hasn't been no ill matches. She gotta be able to carry people, or she has to bring more capable people along. Hopefully Zoe Stark has a good showing. Whether she wins or loses, to me, it really doesn't matter. I just want Like I want to see if Zoe Stark can be able to hang.
I'm sure she can.
Oh yeah, yeah. And like I think with that, because even you know, like I just don't like the Rhea Ripley making the women. This is making it just seem like Rhea Ripley is the most important character on the show, and then like they have a new belt in the Seth Rollins belt, and like Seth Rollins, he just pulling up and just swagging out. He's like, I'm gonna just pull up, swag. I'm gonna do a tag match. And I'm gonna go home. And, you know, and with Drew, like I understand. Even the commentary, they keep trying to bring up 2020. Listen, dog, we about to be in the Kobe year, man. You get it together or forget it forever. You better get it right. Get it right. And then he just got this. And then he just got to just figure out. And then they have to figure out who he is and where he want to be. Because I think this whole Judgment Day is a ruse. Because right now, they got him on some vigilante season shit.
It was just random that he just went at the Jey Uso again. I'm like, bro, I thought you were done with Jey Uso. But here you come. And it's just like, you just kicked this nigga in his face. Like, damn.
Yeah, and I have to say with SmackDown, they gonna have to sort out a pecking order. Sort out what they gonna do with Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. They gonna have to bust down the tag team belts. It's time. I don't care what's going on. Bust them belts down by Royal Rumble. Bust some tag team belts down, because then that'll be able to open things up more. And you know, overall, that's like my main thing. Those are my two main things. Oh, and also, shout out to OTM on the trending. I forgot.
Man!
They on the come up. Gabby, they coming.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Hey, this nigga, I don't know, bro. I do not know, man. Like,
which one? You talking about the one with the pants? You talking about the one that be wearing the tights?
They both. It just bothers me because you would think as a tag team like that that they would be synergy, like dressing the same or some shit like that. But you got my man dressed like a ghetto ass Matt Hardy, and
you got my man dressed like Shawn Jindrak.
Yo, he do. You got scripts that just there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect what they're trying to do, but it's like, y'all gonna be down there for a while. They're gonna be down there for a while, man. It's gonna be about, I won't see them. I ain't seeing them getting caught up to like 2025 or some shit like that. It's gonna be a minute for them.
they gonna be on the CW.
Man, hell yeah, they're gonna be on the CW. They're gonna be absolutely, man. Yes, they are, man. Jeez.
They need to talk to Booker T. That's the main thing. They need to talk to Booker T.
You know what? Yeah, you need some kind of reality of wrestling for a little bit, man. Get some chops in or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Or put their asses back on Level Up, man. I don't know, man. I like the idea. I like what they're trying to do, but it just seems forced right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gabby. It's on you.
All right. So as usual, I gotta, unfortunately, show some love to some of these women, because what the fuck? I don't appreciate them having Mariah May being a Toni Storm fangirl. Like, do y'all not know how busy Mariah May gets in the ring to make? I mean, I see the two of them linking up and being a duo makes sense to me, right? I'm not mad at that. But, like, again, you have this strong woman who beats bitches' asses, and y'all got her fanning out over Toni Storm. Like, that's a, and y'all debuted her whack as fuck. Like, y'all aren't doing that girl any justice. Like,
it's like they are making her Dana Brooke to Charlotte,
bro. And it's like, come the fuck on. Like, again, Mariah May is,
you got to get it together.
You got to do something. This ain't it, dog.
Yeah.
Something else. Andrade, I was excited for him to come back because he does get busy in the ring, but like, I just, at this point, is he trying to like get fired to go back to WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he is.
It's very obvious.
Did he leave Los Inagulables, whatever I can't even pronounce it. Did he leave that group with Roosh and
Yeah, because now he's being managed by Lana, which is awesome. Why does Lana have more time as a manager than for her fucking husband who actually wrestles? Like, I'm confused. Someone needs
when
to...
What, that happened on Collision?
Yeah, I just saw it on my timeline that she just confirmed that he's the second entrant in whatever tournament they're doing. But yeah, apparently that's a thing now. Why does she have more time than her husband who actually wrestles for the fucking company?
Wow.
Oh my God. Are you fucking...
I'm confused.
I'm so confused. Yeah,
I'm confused. Something else that's cold to me is Ric Flair.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't know why they brought him back. I don't know why they bought him a contract. Like, I don't know. I don't understand. I thought it was something cool with him and Sting, and right now they just have Ric Flair doing like AEW Cares events and like showing up to basketball games for charity. Like, I'm confused.
You got something else? You got something else, or that's it for you?
That's all I got.
All right, I got two more. That damn like a dragon street fight.
For a reason.
You know, I like that how they did the cosplay of you know, the Golden Jets family. Like, you know, because I love playing the Yakuza games, you know what I'm saying?
First off, we got to talk about that, but yes, I love that game too.
Oh, yeah.
Judgment?
Yeah, man, Judgment. I love Yakuza Zero, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First Yakuza, man. Well, see, my dog is Majima, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I love Majima, and I love the fact that Takeshita is dressed up as Majima with the jacket and everything, and the eye patch and shit. You know what I'm saying? Majima's my dog, man. Majima's my dog. So, and it was just like Paul White.
And why did they have Hobbs and the way he fell off the car? I think I sent you that clip. It was like, why?
Give some like, WD-40.
I mean, it's like, I ain't know the purpose of that, but I'm like, all right, they didn't. I'm like, okay.
I think that he just kept complaining to TK how he wanted to wrestle, and TK was like, God damn, nigga, fine. All right, shit. I thought you won this match. Leave me the fuck alone. Because, like,
Brian Cage is actually decent in that match, too. Brian Cage was decent in that match.
Brian Cage is actually a good wrestler when they book him properly.
Yeah, when they book him properly. Yeah, he was over there fucking people up in that
ring. As he should.
And Jericho took out Takeshita with that that damn juice effect outside. Jericho wrestled in the suit, man. I gotta give him credit for that one, man. He wrestled in the suit that whole time. Mm-mm-mm. Probably sweating like a motherfucker. Kota Ibushi, I don't know what's going on with that shit.
That was weird.
He just looked bored.
It didn't mesh, they tried
and it just didn't go anywhere with that shit. And one more before we end this segment is do not give a golden fuck about the Golden Jets versus the Young Bucks. I do not care.
They could have put that shit on the pre-show for all I'm concerned, because like go make some dinner break tomorrow night, or like go get a snack break, my pee break match, because like I don't give a fuck about that shit either.
It's just a work rate match. That's all it is, the work rate match. I don't care. I don't care that they're feuding again.
There's no history there.
They don't like
niggas needed a paycheck to get on this, and they're like, all right, fuck it. We gonna make our own spot tonight.
But you know what? That might be my code of the month, the Young Bucks. Nobody cares about
the noodles match of the week.
Man, nobody cares about the Young Bucks, man. I don't care. Like anybody, like people tune out when the Young Bucks come on their channel. They just tune out for them. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I hate them for the simple fact they destroyed the super kick. That was one of my favorite finishers ever. Was the Sweet Chin Music. Shawn Michaels take niggas heads off with that bitch.
They did it too because the Usos obviously have a super kick too, but like it works for them because they don't over fucking use it. Like it's just a fucking
These motherfuckers just be using that shit, man. I don't like that shit. I like Dolph Ziggler's super kick too. He got a clean one. Yeah, Dolph got a clean one, man.
Dolph has a lot of clean things. Dolph is a very clean wrestler.
Yeah, he's one of the best. He's one of the best in the world. I will say that. And one more code. Where the fuck is AJ Styles?
I thought he was coming back.
I haven't seen him. Maybe AJ stuck in that Georgia football. You know what I'm saying? He probably wants to watch some Georgia football.
If you don't come back till after January 7th,
we know January, what it is.
12th for whatever the national championship game, you know.
Yeah, probably so. You're right. Yeah, because he definitely been cheap. You know what I'm saying? We haven't seen no AJ like so. Oh, You know what? I just thought about it. I already know it's gonna be Solo's next person he's gonna fight. He's gonna fight AJ Styles. Remember AJ took him out, all that shit. So all right, that was our week in wrestling, man. Hot, yes, cold, sir. Trending, all that other stuff. We can tap in with our Turner Truthers and end this out the way. Winston, man, you know, so as you know, man, since you're on the show, I want you to explain what Turner Truthers is about for everybody.
Yes. For those who are unfamiliar, who are a loyal listener every Monday, first and foremost, thank y'all for tapping in. This is like, I enjoy listening to this podcast. This starts my morning off at work, coffee, and mid-carters. No, hashtag mid-carters and coffee every Monday morning. I feel that. But as we was just talking and kicking it and unionizing the whole union, me and Ant was just kicking the shit. We found out we was the same animal but different beasts. And amongst these findings, we was like, you know what? Ant was talking about Glacier. You were talking about Kay, and I was like, what you know about that, youngster?
Oh, boy. Boy, I used to watch all that shit, man. I used to watch
shit. We just had the admiration because we both watched WCW pretty much until, like, at least the top of 2001. At least until, like, February, around that time. And just overall loyalist and we decide, you know what? A lot of people, they want to complain and take dumps on, especially certain wrestlers. Like, it's always the Sting conversation. Like, people just throw away Sting, or people discount that a lot of people.
Yo, they be shit. You know, that's crazy. A lot of people do shit on Sting.
Mm-hmm.
They do shit on Sting. I don't understand.
Because they don't know.
They don't know.
They need to be Turner Truthers, and they would find out real quick what it is.
Yeah. And you know, we just gather, we fellowship, you know, every week. And on this initial run, Value One, we call it Turner Truthers, because me and P and Gabby, we're all Turner Truthers. So, you know, everybody wants to go to Halloween Havoc 97. Everybody wants to go to Slamboree 96. Everybody wants to go to here, there. No. We're gonna figure out the issue and figure out what wasn't really an issue in terms of actual wrestlers. Where did people get it right? What was going on during that time and trending, even in wrestling fashion? It was a whole lot of shiny suits going on back in that time. And we know we break everything down from Starrcade 99 to Starrcade 2000, from the 99 to the 2000.
Right.
Yes, sir. And you know, right now we had a bunch of illustrious guests. We wait for a few more. I can't wait for the AJ pull up.
That's gonna be fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah.
I wish you would have pulled up for this one we just did. That was Fall Brawl, right?
Fall Brawl was the one, man, that we just recorded.
Oh my god, dog.
Yeah. Shout out to the whole squad, and shout out to Gabby. That's where me and Gabby we first linked it. We linked the build, you know what I'm saying? That's why Gabby, my people. And you know, if Gabby ever called and said, you got room in your trunk, I need you to put this black bag in there. And don't worry about what's in the black bag. I got you.
Come on,
But yeah, y'all, for $3,
La Familia.
Oh my god, for $3, man, we gonna, you can come check us out, man. Yeah, all that good stuff. We also
uncensored.
Uncensored. Oh, we also got something. Yeah, we had a very uncensored conversation on that last one. So on the next, when we get done with this watch along, I got a couple of ideas in the fire. I got a couple of irons in the fire, man. I want to get into. We'll talk off air about this one because I don't want to spoil anything. But I got one for us. We gonna do it. It's gonna be a 3-parter.
We won't stop.
Yes, sir, man. So
we on the head top.
So yeah, Winston, appreciate you coming through, stepping in for AJ, man. You know, we're gonna give
a thank y'all.
So yeah, we got some things coming on the works, man. We got some more guests coming on here. I'm putting some things together for that. And yeah, man. Before we go, anybody got anything coming up this week? Anything in the pipeline?
You know, Show Your Work Network every Thursday, SYWNET.
Yes, sir.
Patreon, $3. Discord, Union Discord, the same link that you on in Mid-Cars and Catering, where you should be pressing the 5-star. You should be answering any response questions on Spotify. You should be showing love on the Apple Music, Apple Podcast section. You know what I mean? Or you should be liking. Should be subscribing, should be sharing with like-minded individuals on the YouTube and Mid-Carters and Catering. And you know, we're gonna keep it like that, man. It's a holiday coming up, so we all gonna be streaming, getting it in. It's gamer time.
Shit, I gotta work. So yeah.
Well, work too.
Yeah, but, you know, I gotta work. I gotta cook for the old people. All right, Gabby, what you got anything?
I got nothing coming up. Maybe soon. Maybe soon you guys will catch me on a Patreon somewhere, you know? We'll see.
We're gonna definitely get that one together. You know, Sunday, well, it's already gonna pass, but you know, we got an MKU network meeting. Gab, y'all know you'll be there in spirit, but I'll make the announcement for you that you're MKU now, so we'll let that be known for everybody. So I'm gonna take care of that. Like I said, we got some more guests coming up on here. MKU, we got some more guests. We got a new show coming out too for MKU. It's called Big Man and the Fan. Shout out to my dog Shane LaWall. Shout out to my dog Matt Platt. Shane LaWall is a 6'10", used to coach for Sacramento King, so he's now a part of MKU Network as well.
Word.
We got that going.
Big time Bundy.
Man, look, bro. nigga try to count me out, man, but I'm still in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So
you're wrong.
These motherfuckers are wrong for sure. But we got that, man. You know, we're just gonna be some more mid-carter shit. We're trying to round out the year, man. We hitting that finish line for 2023, about to go into 2024, all that good shit. You might see me at fucking WrestleMania in Philly. If I hit Philly, man, I need all my niggas to pull up, man. I need Dr. Umar to pull up, man. King Kong Listen. Consciousness in Philly, man. You know what I'm saying?
I checked my Wale Mania ticket.
We gotta go to Wale Mania too. If I pull up, man, I will be there. You know what I'm saying?
It was insane last year.
I can imagine.
Probably the highlight of the weekend, honestly, besides
Mania. I can imagine. So you know what?
I'm about to come through like Stone Cold in Survivor Series versus Bret Hart.
Let's go.
Hey, man, look, man. We there. Hey, look, we there, man. So, you know, we appreciate y'all for tuning in for this week episode of Mid-Carters and Catering, man. We're going to tap in with y'all next week, man. It might be a short week because it's a holiday, but we're going to find out. We're going to see.
Survivor Series soon comes. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we got spaces for that too, by the way. Spaces for Survivor Series. So we do have that. So y'all be tapped in. Y'all be ready for this shit, man. We out. We'll holla at y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to Mid-Carters and Catering, a weekly podcast focused on pro wrestling. Mid-Carters and Catering is produced by Amir Johnson. Written, researched, and hosted by Amir Johnson and Anthony Page. Original score by Justin Montizzi Ward and Aaron A. Train Fuller. Mid-Carters and Catering Podcast